How's it going, West Liberty? You're listening to 91.5 WGLZ. My name is Sean, and today I have a special guest on the line here to talk with me about careers in broadcasting. His name is Greg Deffenbaugh. He's the executive producer of the 10 and 11 p.m. newscasts at WPXI Pittsburgh, as well as the executive producer of all digital platforms out of that station as well. Greg, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Greg. You know, my first question comes from a conversation we had a little earlier about this interview, and you mentioned your main job is to make sure everything is legal. Can you explain that a little further?
Yeah, so we have a lot of competition, as you well know, with social media and with the other TV stations in our market, which are very competitive. And we love to be first, but most importantly, we love to be accurate. So when looking at stories, both for our on-air and on our digital platforms, we want to make sure that everything abides by our ethics and standards, as well as NPPA standards and journalistic standards. Now, NPPA stands for National Press Photographers Association, which is one of the top videographer associations across the country when it comes to telling stories, both on air and online. So they have a set of guidelines that they have their stations follow, and we're part of their collective. So we follow those guidelines as well, which is basically always making sure that we're telling both sides of the story, that we're also following AP guidelines as well. And just to lay some things out for you, the AP stands for the Associated Press, which I'm sure you're aware of. That's one of the largest news organizations in the world that a bunch of television stations, television groups, networks all participate in. So obviously we're an NBC affiliate. So NBC News is a part of the Associated Press, and we use their resources when it comes to national news, such as calling elections. But locally, we also use their resources when we're posting on our website. And that's always making sure that we're citing not our sources, but making sure that when we are citing our sources, that we're not giving away their name, but we're doing it in a non-biased way. So to walk you through that a little bit is we keep records of all of our notes, interviews, audio files, that's all saved within the station. What the reporters have access to that, the anchors have access to that, the producers and managers also have access to that. Now, if a reporter has a source on a story, obviously that's their personal information that they get to keep, and they're protected by laws when it comes to that. Those are called shield laws, and all reporters are protected under that. It's also under the First Amendment. But when I'm reading a story per se, and a reporter comes to me and they're like, you know, I have this source who says this about the mayor, and I'm just making this up, I don't want to say that there's anything going on here, but say they have a story about the mayor going on, and they're like, well, this happened at City Hall, but they don't want to go on the record because they have a close relationship with the mayor's office. And I'll be like, can you verify one more person? I always like to have two sources. That's what our news director also wants. Our news director is the manager of the newsroom. Right. And so if they can get that second source, we run with it. Now, if it's a very high ranking source and they feel comfortable with it, you know, I have the relationship with the reporters to make sure that, you know, we're making sure that those things that we put on the air, our viewers can trust. Yeah. So when they say to me, you know, I can't get another person to verify this, but I think we should run with it, I'm going to trust them because, you know, that's their job. So one of the things about keeping it legal, long story short, I know I went down a lot of tangents here, is basically just having, you know, clean, concise, factual articles.
Right.
Both on air and online. And when I say on air, I mean, when you get either a package that a reporter does, or even one of those shorter stories that you'll see within 30 seconds. We just want to make sure that, you know, all that work is reviewed, edited, and prepared for the newscast, that it's not going to get anyone in trouble, and that the public can trust us that we have vetted all the information in there. But with that being said, you can see it's a very long process to make sure that everything is ready for the broadcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that great answer. I heard you speak about being an NBC affiliate. And specifically, you said that you're using their resources during elections, calling elections. How is that, you know, these past few weeks and with everything, like, you know, crazy going on? We don't need to get into the controversy. Just how is that for you, just related to your work?
Well, it's a pretty simple process. I mean, a lot of what you see on the air is basically just straightforward information coming from elections offices around the state, either in West Virginia or Pennsylvania. If you really think about it, you're getting the information from the Secretary of State's office, and then they're providing that information to the Associated Press, which then gives it to the networks. Now, if and when a network does make a call in a state, that's way above my pay grade, and it involves a lot of math. And let's be honest, I didn't get into journalism to understand the math part of that. But the networks do have what they call election centers. And for NBC News, it's based in Philadelphia. And it's basically a bunch of people locked into a room, all have computers, and they're basically seeing how many people are eligible to vote in that state, how many voted so far, and then they compare that with the information coming in from the elections office. So they're able to mathematically make calls based on how many people voted at a certain time. And usually they make those calls when it's well above 80%. Now, this last election, obviously, it was so close in some of these states, so a lot of the networks were very conservative. Some weren't. But as NBC went with the Associated Press on a lot of calls, but they also made their own. So if you look at a state like West Virginia, the polling showed that West Virginia was going to lean towards one political party, which was the Republican Party. So they were able to call that pretty early. But if you look at the polling in Pennsylvania, nobody knew which way it was going to go. It showed the president-elect in the lead, then it showed the current president in the lead. So what you had to do is wait till the votes were counted. And that's one thing that we kept stressing on the air, is that, you know, you have a lot of votes in the western part of the state and also in the southeastern part of the state that still need to be counted. So we went with NBC News and the AP on that. And as you know, it took them a few days to get that information in. We don't have the power to call races.
Yeah.
None of the news organizations do. When they do call a state, it's important for people to understand it's an apparent winner. Nobody is certified a winner until a state and usually a governor signs off on the state's election results, which is very, very important for people to understand, which is basically happening right now around the country, because it's been so many days past elections. You had a few recounts. You had several lawsuits, but you'll have a board of electors certify the election, and then the governor usually signs it, sending their representatives to the Electoral College. So for most people, what they need to understand is that journalists have no power over calling elections. Everything comes from the Secretary of State's office. And then we use that information to inform the viewers where the current polling count is at the end of the night.
Really, like, informative. I would see, like, some networks were calling the race or calling the winner. And, you know, you think of that as, like, something pretty official, but in reality, it's really not that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Greg. We're going to take a break real quick and reset I hope everybody's enjoying themselves listening to Greg talk about his career in broadcasting. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the more modern media and converged media. So stay right here. We will be back on WGLZ 91.5 West Liberty.